I don't know about you, but it totally amazes me that God Almighty would come as a helpless baby. God's plan that he would come and be one of us is one thing. But if I was God, I'd plan for my son to come as a man. Someone dignified, strong, capable, kingly. But God didn't do that. He sent his only begotten son to be born as a helpless baby. Not only that, but he was raised by a couple of teenage kids, really. First-time parents looking after God. I mean, it's quite a joke, really. I mean, who would your precious child, who would you put your precious child in the care of? Somebody who was the scandal of the town that they came from? Because here was this couple that were engaged to one another, and before they got married, she was pregnant. That caused quite a scandal. If you were God, would you put your son in that situation? Probably most of us wouldn't. But he's God, and he's a God of love. And he wanted us to know that he identifies with us right where we're at. So he came as a little baby, one who crawled on the floor, one who was helpless. But the other thing is that he was born at night. Not in some hotel room, not even in the, you know, some emergency department, not even on the side of the road with a midwife in attendance. No, he was born at night to a people who were oppressed by the enemy and far from God. This is where God's son came. And you saw in the video that there are those that came to see this one, this child of God. There were the wise men that came. They followed the star. They were wise men, they were kings, they had wisdom, they had knowledge, and they came to worship this child. That in itself is quite amazing. Here you have this group of wise men or kings, and they come to worship one that they know has been born to be a king. But they weren't the only ones that came. See, I'm fascinated by the fact that there were also shepherds. These shepherds weren't even looking for Jesus. These shepherds were simply out on the hillside. They were doing what they normally did, which was looking after the sheep. They were doing the night shift. Come on, some of us can identify with that. Workers on a night shift. And in those days, shepherds were not well respected. That was one of the lowest jobs. Shepherds did not even have a good reputation. Many of them were thieves. They were outcasts. And to these shepherds on a hillside, God sent angels. And we're going to have a look at it. So if you've got your Bible, turn with me to Luke 2. If you haven't, that's fine. Just listen. I'll read it out to you. These were rough men. They weren't the wise men in their rich robes coming on the latest of a Rolls Royce. Or their attendants in their fine clothes. No, these were just shepherds. And it says here, Luke 2, verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Wow. And they were greatly afraid. I'm not at all surprised. Rough men doing the night shift, minding their own business, just trying to get by, trying to make a living. And all of a sudden, the glory of God shines around them. Shepherds and wise men, kings and the lowest in society. See, God reaches out to both. God wants to be known by all. And it doesn't matter where we come from. God wants us to know him. See, the shepherds weren't looking for God. Now, we know the wise men were. The wise men followed the star. They were looking for this newborn king. They came to worship. They sought him and they found him. And the good news this morning is that if you're seeking God, you will find him. But then I think there are others who are like the shepherds, not really looking for God at all. I don't think these shepherds thought that they were good enough. I mean, only the priests were people of God. Only people like wise men knew about the things of God. But them, nah, they were just shepherds, probably not well educated. Probably didn't feel like they were qualified to know God at all. But it's to these men that the angels came. And let's look at what they said. Verse 10. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." Not just some people, but all people. God's news is good news. And I believe that there's a lot of people nowadays that need to hear some good news. And the good news is that God loves us. He's not someone who's distant. He's not somebody who's disappointed or angry. God is one who has come near. Then we have down in the next verse, verse 11. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." See, we understand the message, glory to God in the highest. He is God and he deserves all glory. But coupled with that message is one of peace. God wants us to have peace with him. Peace with one another and peace with ourselves. His message is number one, peace. And then the second part of that, peace on earth, goodwill towards man. God's will for you is good. Regardless of where you're at this morning, yes, some of you may be like the wise men. and you're seeking God. But you know God is found by those who seek Him and those who don't. And maybe you're here this morning and you feel a little bit like the shepherds. You're not really seeking God at all. And yet there's an awareness that God is seeking you. Because that's the sort of God who He is. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save the lost. And sometimes the lost don't know to seek Him. But God is seeking them. And so if you're here this morning and you don't know this one who dared to be born as one of us, we'd love to talk to you at the end of the service and introduce you to somebody who is so awesome and so loving that He came low so that we could come near. See, Jesus became a son of man so that all the sons of men can become sons of God. And I want to close this morning by saying the wisest thing that we can do is to seek God. But I have good news for you. If you're not seeking God, God is still seeking you. And He wants to know you. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the amazing gift of Your Son. And Lord, I pray for a greater understanding of what it means for You to have sent Jesus to be as one of us, to be born as a baby, born into this world. And Lord, we thank You that even if we're not seeking You, You are still seeking us. And Lord, we thank You that if we seek, we will find. And Lord, we know that You seeking, You will find too. So Lord, some of us this morning simply need to say, Lord, find me. So Father, thank You. Thank You for Christmas. Amen.